Texte numéro 129. Why cobalt mining in Congo needs urgent attention. Cobalt is an essential mineral used for batteries in electric cars, computers, and cell phones. Demand for cobalt is increasing as more electric cars are sold, particularly in Europe, where governments are giving generous environmental bonuses. As a result, according to recent projections, the demand for cobalt for use in batteries will grow fourfold in 2030. More than 70% of the world's cobalt is produced in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, and 15 to 30% of the Congolese cobalt is produced by artisanal and small-scale mining, referred to as ASM. For years, human rights groups have documented severe human rights issues in these ASM sites. These human rights risks are particularly high in this African country, weakened by violent ethnic conflict, Ebola, and high levels of corruption. Child labour, fatal accidents, and violence are recurrent there. Artisanal and small-scale mines cannot simply be shut down, however. They mean survival for millions of Congolese who live in extreme poverty. Cutting ASM out of the cobalt supply chain is neither feasible, due to the complex nature of the cobalt supply chain, nor desirable from a development perspective. Instead, companies committed to setting up responsible cobalt sourcing practices need to take responsibility for addressing the human rights violations. Some companies have started experimenting with so-called ASM formalization projects, which govern mining methods and working conditions, so as to establish a common standard for mine safety and child labour regulation, as well as to ensure cobalt is mined responsibly. Many large companies that produce electronics or electric vehicles are, at least officially, not using cobalt from ASM sites, but it is quite difficult to clearly separate them out from official industrial production. To improve consumer confidence that cobalt from the Democratic Republic of the Congo is not mined by children or in unsafe conditions, the mining industry needs to put in place universal human rights standards. The government of the Democratic Republic of the Congo has already adopted a mining code to support human rights challenges, such as the regulation of child labour. Several leading companies are beginning to support mining common standards. The government could impose them to all cooperatives and concession holders, manufacturing and end-user companies, so as to develop systems that promote responsible cobalt production and trade practices. The increasing world demand for battery minerals presents a unique opportunity to develop a model for responsible cobalt. The benefits from the cobalt model could apply to the estimated 40 million artisanal miners that work on extracting different minerals for a living around the world. And these solutions should be put in place now, before the electric vehicle boom really takes off. Adapted from Council on Foreign Relations, November 2023.